You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back on a Hurts Day. It's the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are now, what, 1, 2, 3 days away from Eagles 49ers. Ike, how are we feeling?
Brother Spike, happy Hurts Day, first and foremost.
Yes.
I feel pretty good. We're getting closer and closer to this game Sunday at 4:30. You know, there's just something about playing football in January.
Yeah.
And it still makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I get excited. I really do.
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
And we're off.
Yep. So now I can't even finish. Jackie Baseball.
Wow.
Yeah. You and your nonsense in there. We are one day closer to spring training getting here as well.
Oh, you ready to talk about that on Monday?
Somebody do something to make a move over there. Holla at your boy.
On Monday.
Monday, we go into spring training mode. Love it. Love it. Love where everyone's heads at.
Monday.
Listen, I'll be ready.
Big show as we count down the hours to Eagles Niners. Shil Kapadia of The Ringer joins us at 3. Ethan Sherwood Strauss, who covered the Warriors for years and now is in the Bay Area and is the biggest 49ers expert I know, will join us at 3:30 to talk about the Niners. Then 4 o'clock, Mike Mayock. It'll be a big show. So, Ike, on Sunday, there's really two ways to look at the game if the Eagles were to lose the game. Looking at that game, do you worry more about the Eagles beating themselves or the 49ers beating the Eagles, if you understand what I mean by that?
No, listen, I understand exactly what you mean. But here's where I'm at with this when I think about this game coming up Sunday. As we discussed this an hour or so ago and sort of how we felt, if I'm looking at this game Sunday, this game is about the Eagles. This game is about the Eagles. And this is no disrespect to the 49ers. I think Kyle Shanahan has done an outstanding job as a head coach with the amount of injuries and things he's had to deal with this year. The way he's been able to get that team to still play at a high level. And it wasn't until last week where they had the game against Seattle that everybody started viewing this team differently. Although the issues were always there. Mm-hmm. He just was able to mask them with some of his coaching and give credit to Brock Purdy and his play. That being said, this is a game the Eagles should win. It's in their house. While the 49ers last week were fighting with Seattle for the number one seed and home field advantage, and they had to play everybody that was available to them last week to win that game, emotionally and physically, the Eagles were able to rest last week and go into a game Sunday not overly concerned about the outcome. They had already decided what was more important, which was their physical well-being, their mental well-being, having a chance to reset, come back refreshed and renewed, all for this game at home. So much to where they told us the number two seed isn't what's most important to us.
Didn't matter.
It didn't matter. So that puts all of the onuses on them to win this game because that's what they deemed was most important and their course of action was the best course of action. So when I think about this game Sunday, I'm more, if there's anything that would concern me, it would be the Eagles, not the 49ers. It's whether or not did the week of rest help the offensive line, which I think it's more important than anything. Defensively, we're young enough, we're healthy enough outside of N'Kobe Dean. And I think he's had a few weeks to get healthier, so the week certainly helped him. But the other guys on defense are pretty much ready to go. This was more or less about the offensive line getting healthy, getting an extra week of rest for Saquon and his legs. But we've seen them after a bye week this year. And it didn't necessarily lead to explosive play up there in Green Bay.
No, it didn't.
Right?
Or here in Detroit. Or here against Detroit.
Right.
Right, yeah.
So if there's one thing I'm looking at, I'm saying to myself, which Eagles team is going to show up Sunday offensively? I can almost hang my hat on who's going to show up and how they're going to play defensively. They've been pretty consistent, despite the Chicago Bears game. That doggone turkey and trick the fan. Yes, I still blame it on that. It's the offense. And what offense am I getting Sunday? Offense am I getting Sunday? Am I getting a running game? What's the game plan we're going in with this Sunday? Are we going to be committed to the running game? If there's anything that concerns me, it's what that side of the football is going to do Sunday. Because I think the 49ers, the only way they're in this game is if we aren't playing our best football. Our best football versus their best football, we win by double digits. But we haven't played that way all year, consistently.
215-592-9494. When you think about Sunday's game, what worries you more? Is it the Eagles themselves or is it the Niners? And I certainly, you know, the Eagles have done enough things this year, even aside from the offensive line, to shoot themselves in the foot, right? Mm-hmm. The penalties.
And
the special teams issues and the communication and blah, blah, blah. And is that possibility's there for sure. But I think there is I think it's specifically because of the last game that the Niners played against the Seahawks. I think there's a little bit of underrating the 49ers here. And I think I would be a little bit more worried about the Niners specifically. And the Eagles' things concerns are there. And I understand they didn't look good against the Seahawks. But before that one game, the 49ers were rolling offensively as good as any team in the NFL.
Yep.
As good as any team in the NFL. They were, the 49ers, a week ago, one win away from the number one seed in the NFC in the toughest division, playing in the toughest division in football. I think we're underrating, to an extent, their head coach, not you, but generally, mm-hmm. who has taken two separate quarterbacks to the Super Bowl and had a real, real, real opportunity of winning one of them, you know, and a quarterback who is really sort of playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now and has another year on his resume where he was one of the best quarterbacks in the league, who has won an NFC championship game, who has been good on the road, who is not you know, flustered by playing in Philadelphia. And I think Christian McCaffrey, is he as dynamic as he used to be? No, but that's a great player over there.
Sure.
So I think the Eagles' concerns are valid. They're all valid. But when I think about, you know, what is my biggest worry about Sunday? It's the coach and the quarterback over there. It's the 49ers. It's a 49ers offense that looked really, really, really good up until a week ago. So that would be my biggest concern, would be the Niners, not so much the Eagles, though what you bring up is valid. 215-592-9494. What worries you more on Sunday? The Eagles losing the game, really, or the 49ers coming in here and winning it? Corey in Columbus, you are on WIP.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I get everything y'all trying to say. Spike, I don't know. I mean, that's cool. I know you want to respect the opponent, but I gave y'all the team yesterday. Like, I know you base it off the season, but if we lose this game on Sunday, it's going to be because of us. Like, it's going to be because the player's not executing penalties. You know, maybe not calling the right plays, missing plays, missing throws. That's going to be the only way we lose. Like, lining up on the field, these boys can't see us. Now, I get it. You can't just erase the season. We all watched the 17 games. We watched how everything went down. But the question is, whose fault would it be? It was our fault while we was in them games this season, too. Like, when you looking at, like this team talent-wise, the Niners, I told you, man, they got a Emmanuel Acho, Brian Rowe, Casey Matthews, that linebacker, they signed Kazir White, was an Eagle. We let him go. They signed this dude like he supposed to help them. You know what I'm saying? It's not even close. Now, I respect Purdy, you know what I'm saying? Purdy, you know, he a good player. You know what I'm saying? Alamador Manor, you know, he a good player. You know what I'm saying? They got good players over there. I like Kyle Shanahan. I personally feel like Kyle Shanahan is a better coach than Sean McVay. We don't got to get into that right now. I feel like that. But when we lining up against these dudes, they can't see us. Now, I will say this. I saw the LeBron James stat.
It's a good thing to bring up.
On Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, LeBron James, they love to cater to stats.
What happened?
LeBron had 39 points on Friday night of May. That's, you know, Jalen Hurts, 18-0 on Sundays. 18 touchdowns, 0 interception when he play on Sunday. So, you know, I saw that. I'm like, oh, the game on Sunday.
That is a LeBron sort of stat. That is a.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, the game is on Sunday. So I'm like, cool. So if we go out there, run the football, everybody, we got rest. Lane Johnson, you done been off for a month and a half. You should come back ready to go. Saquon Barkley, you going up against Saquon. Because, see, when you go against elite running backs, you want to elevate your play. You don't want that guy across the field to outplay you. You know what I'm saying? You don't want him to come in your house, you know what I'm saying, eat your meal and outplay you.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley, I need you to show up, baby. And I don't even got to say nothing about the quarterback. We know history has shown in the postseason he elevates his play. You know what I'm saying? He not going to lose the game for us. I can't say that about
Purdy. What did he say yesterday when they asked him about that?
Oh, yeah.
No, some guys have it in them.
Yeah, some guys have it in them.
Come on, man.
Yeah, pause.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? He always going to elevate his play. QB1. Yep. And we got to just get I don't care. Now, I want to look good, but I don't care if we win 24-13.
Oh, yeah, we don't care about that no more. Yeah.
It's postseason time. They can't see us, Spike. They cannot see us. We got the advantage at every position. Maybe Trent Williams over my ladder if he plays. Don't even give me your fantasy love. I know you tried to throw him in there. Ricky Pearsall, please.
He's a good player.
He cannot play.
No.
This week he's bamming Upper Darby.
You acting like Ricky Pearsall is Brandon Ayuk or one of them.
No, I'm saying he is their biggest outside threat. He has been all year.
Would he be the third best receiver on this team?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I'm under no illusions. Okay. I'm just saying, like, as far as deep threats, outside threats on that team, he's the guy. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
He's going to cook a door.
Cooper might be better than him.
Cooper?
Oh, Darius Cooper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Come on. Built like a linebacker.
I'll let y'all.
All right.
All right, Corey. Yeah, we like Darius Cooper, but, you know.
I have to say, I would
he took
say.
Took a step back last week with the penalty, although he was excited.
Yeah, but he cost,
Tanner
a touchdown.
He did.
You know, you don't have that penalty. All of a sudden, Tanner's looking a lot better. I also think Corey's Alamador Manor thing. I hope that guy stays on the Niners because I don't want that to go away. That's one of Corey's best things.
Yeah.
You know, that was a huge
Alamador Manor.
Yeah, a huge one from Corey. Absolutely a huge one. 215-592-9494. Shy in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, what's up, Shy?
What's up,
Shy? You talking into a sock or what?
Well, I'm in my AirPods.
There we go. There we go. So, well.
All right, can you hear me better?
Yeah,
now?
Way better, way better.
All right,
thank
I know you're picky. I know you're picky.
Well, it's the radio, you know.
No, nah, I get it. I get it. What's it called? I'm just sitting at the car wash. First of all, it's beautiful outside.
It is.
And it is, man. It's been a weird week.
Away, which is a little concerning. It shouldn't be 60 degrees
in January.
But, you know, yeah. You know, well, we roll with the punches.
It's not the biggest thing in the world, but you would like if a West Coast team was coming into a 20-degree
yeah.
day.
This is natural weather for them. This is what it feels like in San Francisco right now.
Yeah, yeah. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I would have liked a 20-degree day on Sunday. I like it today on Thursday, but I would have liked it to be 20 degrees on Sunday.
I'm in shorts right now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But anyways, this is what I think. I think that it's going to be the Eagles versus themselves. You know, I was talking to Jack earlier. I don't think that the San Francisco defense is very good. I heard you make the point the other day. I couldn't agree more. I think it's going to be Petullo versus
Robert Saleh.
Yeah. We've seen it all year. But I don't want to be the fan during the playoffs to be like, oh, even if they win playoff games, to be like, oh, well, they're not playing well. They're not playing well enough. At this point in the season, as long as they win, I don't think any fan should care, regardless of the score, whether they put up 3 points. The goal of the playoffs is to win.
Oh, yeah, sure.
To win. So yeah. I don't want anybody criticizing Hurts. Well, I don't want anybody criticizing the defense, whether they play bad or not. If they win, they win. Okay, there's not enough time for all the BS callers to call in and berate each and every player and what they did.
What is this? What about Petullo? What if Petullo sucks on Sunday? Can we bitch about it on Monday?
Yeah, he's the only guy.
Yeah, they win. No, no, no. If they win and they score 13 points and win 13-10, can we bitch about Petullo or no?
Regardless of what we say, there will be bitching, yes.
They're winning games.
Well, here's what I would say, Shai. I think it's more nuanced than you're making it sound. I think if they win the game on Sunday, we will all be thrilled. But
I don't think people will.
No. I think here is the nuance. The nuance now is that because we are Titletown USA,
that's right,
and all we care about is championships,
right?
Winning one playoff game, whoop-de-dam-do, right? We will be looking at if there are offensive issues on Sunday. Again, everybody will be thrilled if they win. But if there are offensive issues on Sunday, and we start looking at if we happen to be playing the Rams, mm-hmm, who put up a bunch of yards and 26 points, and
will not feel good going into that game.
Yeah, it will be a legitimate, but what about next week?
Yeah.
Now, maybe that's not for Monday. You know, there's a difference between in week six, them winning an ugly game and us being worried,
right,
and winning the first round of the playoffs. I agree with you. But they got to win 3 playoff games before they even get to the Super Bowl. So we get to the Super Bowl, there's no complaining about how they win.
Nobody definitely cares.
Yeah. But I think it's reasonable to talk about how the game goes on Sunday, not just come in on Monday and go, all wins a win. A win is a win. But we will be looking at another game, and then another game, and then another game, you know?
I get it, but why did this might sound like dumb, but why didn't we complain about how they played against the Rams last year?
Well, some of us have been bringing up that if Jalen Carter doesn't – and, you know, that Rams game was really on the – I mean, it was close because of how the defense played at the end of the game, really.
Complain about it on the Monday or whatever day it was. I don't remember.
No, because we were excited they won.
We were excited they won, yes.
Okay, so why can't we do that when they win Sunday?
And yes, the game hasn't even happened,
yeah,
Shy.
Hold on. That score was
win.
Well, plus
win.
That score was
gonna
oh
win.
My
what
gosh.
Was that score in the playoffs?
Was it they scored 21 or we
yeah,
scored 21?
I can't
21.
Even remember what the score was.
24-21 yeah, or something like that.
But Saquon had big runs in that
yes
game. I remember Jalen had a touchdown.
And then earlier
in that game.
Remember, we missed the extra point after that last Saquon
yes
touchdown, and that's when it got scary.
Yes.
28-22.
28-22.
Yeah,
he
scored 28 points.
Yeah.
So most people, even though we escaped with the win.
Even though he got sacked 7 times, took a safety that let the Rams back into the game because he's such a winner. Like, we got over that stuff.
Well, AJ dropped the key pass there late.
That was early enough, and it was
really
snowing.
Confident. I'm really confident in Sunday.
Well, Puka called his.
Yeah, well, Puka's a freak, man.
So I suffice to say, Shy, the thing that you would be worried about on Sunday, even though you're sure we're going to win, would be the Eagles blowing it, not so much the 49ers. Yeah. You don't worry about the 49ers in any way.
It's our own offense. It's our own offense. Okay. And it's our play caller, our bonehead play caller.
Oh, there we go.
Sounds like you're complaining.
Yeah, sounds like.
Well,
that bonehead play caller.
Look how it all turns around.
Yeah.
11-11. What are they, 12-5? Yeah, with the boneheaded play caller?
11-6.
Oh, they lost on Sunday. Who caught 11-6 for the season? Me. Who called the Super Bowl last year? Me. Start listening.
Are you calling it this year?
He has a point.
No, I'm not calling it this year. No.
All right.
No.
Nick, you're a hater.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm real.
No.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not totally
Philly
wrong.
Philly season can't come soon enough for you, can it?
Well, it can. They're not going to make the playoffs.
What?
Probably
come
not.
On, man. Don't start that.
Oh, no. You know he's doing
to start that before the season even starts. We're not making the playoffs.
I don't feel it.
He's setting the bar low.
How could you be Don excited Barlow. About this yeah. Philly season? Like, genuinely.
What's that?
Well, you're a college kid. I don't care what you think about sports.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy. You're the one who cries about driving to Westchester, right?
Yeah.
Well, you cry about everything.
I don't cry about anything.
Wow.
Hey, vintage Gen Z.
Yeah. Why don't you check your TikTok or whatever?
No, I'm not. I'm a millennial.
Yeah, he's millennial.
You just missed the cutoff?
Yeah, people used to bitch about us.
Yeah. All right, Sean.
You guys might be worse. I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Well, who's worse? I do think millennials are worse than Gen Z.
I agree.
Yeah, they're whinier.
Now, millennials are younger?
Millennials are older than Gen Z.
Gen Z.
But they were the first complaining. I would say that we're the first generation to complain a lot.
Yeah, whining about everything.
Yeah.
Whining about everything.
Now, I think as we've gotten older, I think the whining has mostly subsided. I think the whining has calmed down.
So is most of Gen Z in the parenthood stage now?
No, it's mine. Millennials.
Yeah, millennials.
Millennials,
are, yeah.
Okay.
With Gen Z is probably, what, 29 to the 19 or something?
Yeah.
Is that how they're old?
That's like 28 to 19.
Yeah, okay.
19
okay,
to 28.
Well, you got some Gen Z that's married.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get married till you... My advice would be wait till you're at the 30.
Yeah, my advice would be wait till you're 38 like I do. Just make sure.
And my advice is find the right one and marry him.
Yes, in middle school.
At 24.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks, man. We're all still tied in.
Yeah, locked in.
This show's locked in.
Hey, man. 24 years next month.
Oh, wow. 24. Yeah, 24. And how many years together?
31.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's as old as Jack is.
Yeah, about that.
That is wild.
Yeah, 95, man.
31 years.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
New Year's, 1995.
Oh, really? That was
that's when we made it official.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was there a conversation about it being official?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, sounds
like, yeah.
No. Okay.
It was unspoken.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that okay? I gotcha. I had to have a conversation with Val.
Yeah,
we were at a concert, and I introduced her as my girlfriend to somebody.
Yeah.
Oh.
And 15 minutes later, she disappeared for a half an hour.
And she's like,
she disappeared. I didn't even know where she was, and she comes back, and she's all like sullen or whatever. And I said, "Hey, what's the deal?"
Yeah.
And she said, "You introduced me as your girlfriend." I was like, "Yeah, well, aren't you?" And she said, "Well, we never had a conversation about it." And I was like, "Well, did you go see the other guy that you're here with? What are we talking about?"
Yeah.
So then we had the chat.
I think it was unspoken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah, it was.
No, I didn't have a chat.
What did they say? I don't even know what the saying is.
What?
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is. I just know that it was unspoken.
It was unspoken.
Yes, it was. Right. It was clear.
Okay.
What'd you think of the D?
Don't make me choke you. Don't make me choke you. Let that be the last one. I knew you couldn't resist in there. I knew you couldn't resist.
You're just playing coy. Yep. And I'm waiting for him to hit one of them.
Yeah.
You got 10 options
yeah,
in there,
Jack. I wonder how long he was going to wait in there. Yeah, until he just had to drop something.
All right. 215-592-9494. If I were to ask you, if the Eagles lose on Sunday, what are you more worried about? The Eagles doing it to themselves or the 49ers coming in here and beating them? Ike is more worried about the Eagles. Me, I think we're disrespecting the 49ers a little bit, especially the head coach and the quarterback. Coming up next, the 49ers fans and like the talk show hosts seem to really be obsessed with us or something. So there's some audio we have to play for you next, and we'll discuss whether we even think about the 49ers at all. This is the WIP. Oh, man.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.